the National Union of Journalists, please welcome Jeremy Deer.
Brothers and sisters, yesterday, the owner of 130 newspapers in Britain published a statement in each of his papers. A statement saying that during the war, press freedom would be suspended, that your right to know would be removed, that no criticism of this war would be tolerated. In the US, George Clooney, Meryl Streep, Jim Carrey and Will Smith have all been banned from making anti-war statements at tomorrow night's Oscar ceremony. And across the world, pop songs are banned. From radio, and artists are blacklisted for wearing t-shirts against this illegal and immoral war. This is what they mean by their new world order. They remove your human rights in the name of freedom. And they do it because they don't want you to know the truth. The truth that this war is illegal, is immoral, that the UN estimates that it could result in thousands of civilian deaths, 2 million displaced and 10 million in need of humanitarian assistance. They don't want you to know that the reality of precision bombing and surgical strikes is that a hospital is hit and 2 missiles land in Iran. And they don't want you to know the truth that the coalition of the willing is really the coalition of those who've been bribed and threatened into supporting the United States. But most of all, they don't want you to know that today, across the world, millions of people are marching and acting, not just for peace, not just against war, but for a better world. Because imagine, just imagine if the £1,000 million they spent on cruise missiles to bomb Baghdad last night had been spent for peace or to eradicate hunger. Imagine if the research and development and technology available to the US and the UK had been used for medical or social good. And imagine if they declared a war on poverty, a fight for clean water, for vaccinations to prevent death from curable diseases, and a war to ensure that the world's oil's wealth and natural resources are used for the benefit of the many, not the greed of a few. And imagine a world in which there was real justice and freedom for the Palestinian people. Now that would be a war that would be worth fighting. But people shouldn't mistake our opposition to war as support for Saddam. We know we need no lectures, because we were marching and demonstrating on the streets when he killed workers in Iraq, when he gassed the Kurds. And we were there when the US and UK governments were busy financing and arming his regime, protesting against him. Our message today is simple. There can be no peace until there is justice. And we will continue to fight for justice for the world's poor. Carry on the campaign. Now is not the time to give up. Keep the fight going. The fight not just for peace, but for justice and a better world.